was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation. It was a rare and precious pearl.
Direct Republic Truth Radio broadcast with Tom Lacovara Stewart and Lori Anderson. I am so glad that you have joined us tonight. I want to go ahead and put out there before I go on this topic, I'm going to be accepting phone calls if you want to call in. We are having some difficulties with the 800 number right now, so I'm going to give you three different numbers that you can call in on, and I will be accepting calls in just a few minutes. The first number you can call in on is 513-716-1603. And excuse me, 512-716-1603. The next number, 512-716-1883. And the next number is 512-716-1897. I look forward to anyone who chooses to call in and would love to discuss some of the issues. And maybe you have something new to be able to add to the conversation tonight. I welcome your call. So the reason that I'm bringing this all about the globalism is Hillary Clinton is all for the globalist agenda. She's all for UN Agenda 21, 2030. She is all for hoarding depopulation and mass corruption. She is sending our jobs over to the other countries, and people don't understand how that is happening. When you have NAFTA and you tell companies that they're going to be taxed at a tax rate of 49% here or 39% here, but yet if you move your company over to a different country and then you can import your made products with no taxes, that causes jobs to move out. Now, one day soon we'll get into the Grace Report so that you realize all the taxes, none of them goes to representing or paying any program in the first place, but I digress because that'll change the topic. So the good news is we were talking about the globalists are not all powerful. They are not what they want everybody to perceive them to be. Perception is everything. If you believe somebody is all-powerful, then that is how you will see them, and that is how they remain in power. So I have some news that, of course, this is being reported on 369news.net, which is a foreign paper. This is a foreign news organization. It was published August 22nd, 2016. Okay? And, of course, no media within the United States of America as of yet have I seen them report on it. I did do a video report on it on my YouTube. Other than that, I haven't had time to even do an article on it yet. The head of the IMF, Christine Lagarde, is in court. She is charged with embezzlement and fraud. This is one of the ladies who has been behind not only fraud and embezzlement. The IMF have caused so many nations to fall. So many sovereign nations has supported so much corruption. And this is what the report says. It says Christine Lagarde's humiliation is not only a massive personal blow, which could lead to her resignation, but one which will plunge the world's banking system into further ignominy. The clearly nervous 57-year-old said nothing to reporters as she entered the Court of Justice of the Republic, a special tribunal set up to judge the conduct of France's government ministers. Shortly after 8:30 a.m., Lagarde faces a maximum sentence of 10 years in jail if found guilty of the very serious charges. It was when she was President Nicholas Starsky's finance minister that she was said to have authorized a £270 million payout to one of his prominent supporters, so abusing her government position. The money went to Bernard Tapie, a convicted football match fixer and tax dodger who supported Lagarde and Sarsky's UMP party. It came after Dominique Strauss-Kahn, another senior French politician, was sacked as IMF chief following allegations that he attempted to rape a chambermaid in New York hotel. Ms. Lagarde began campaigning to succeed Mr. Strauss-Kahn soon after his arrest for the alleged crime. But now it's Ms. Lagarde, a lawyer and a retired synchronized swimming star who is facing a long court process of her own, as well as a possible jail sentence. Now, truly, about the IMF. What has the IMF done at all good for the world? Who is the IMF, and did they cause a famine in Africa? You're going to want to check this site out. You will have to hit translate, by the way. It is not listed in English because it is a foreign paper, which, of course, the American media is not going to cover this. So with the globalism thing showing that they're starting to fall, the head of the IMF right now is in court. She's charged with embezzlement and fraud. You have the Brexit, which they're getting out of the EU. And then you're going to love this. And I apologize ahead of time. I'm going to try to say it without saying the actual words. But the Philippine president threatened to leave the United Nations, calling them stupid, saying that I don't give a schnite, and that's not the word, about them, quote unquote. Schneid, I'm sure you can figure out what word he really used. It says the president of the Philippines, Rodrigo Duterte, has threatened that the country could leave the United Nations after the organization urged the Philippines to stop executing and killing people linked to drug businesses and threatened that state actors could be punished. I do not want to insult you, but maybe we'll just have to decide to separate from the United Nations, Rodrigo Duterte told journalists on Sunday. Why do you have to listen to this stupid? Quote, I don't give a shite about them, he added. They are the ones interfering. You do not just go out and give a shiting statement against a country, unquote. Calling the UN inutil. Duterte said the Philippines could invite China, African nations, and other countries to create a rival international body. He went further, slamming the United Nations' response to other global issues. Quote, look at the Ionic boy that was taken out from the rubble, and he was made to sit in an ambulance, and we saw it, unquote, Duterte said. The picture of Orman Dinesh, a 5-year-old Syrian boy, has recently gone viral around the globe. Quote, why is it that the United States is not doing anything? I do not read you, anybody in that stupid body complaining about the stench there of death, unquote. Well, of course they're not complaining about the stench of death there because they're the ones creating it. NATO, the United States, Turkey, Saudi Arabia, Qatar, it's all about the resources, people, and of course the money. Hillary Clinton's hands are all in it. The Benghazi thing, just like Tom and I have said for a very, very, very long time, it was about gun running. It was a CIA annex. It was not an embassy. They were running guns to Turkey, which she perjured herself when Rand Paul in Congress asked her if guns were being run to Turkey or any other place, and she said that she didn't know. Well, emails show different, and so does this Citizens Commission on Benghazi report. This is such a damning report. You really need to read this. So what I'm showing you is the United Nations is falling apart. The illusion of their structure of being all-powerful is truly not as all-powerful as they want you to believe. We have the head of the IMF. She's already in court for her corruption and the fraud. Excellent. We need more bankers sitting there. Soros, Rockefellers, we can name quite a lot of them, and they need to all be going there. I've already read to you Article 3, Section 3 of what treason is. Have they not openly admitted to training ISIL? Yes, President Obama did that to the world. He admitted it. He told the world that they were training. We were training ISIL, which really, in reality, when you take a look, it's just a different name so that they can keep trying to trick people into thinking it's different subgroups. No. They're armed, trained, and funded, and supported by the United States of America in order to overthrow a truly, duly elected President Assad. Even after the civil war was going on, the people re-voted him in. They want Assad. It is not our place. It is not France's place or anybody else's place or Turkey's place or Saudi Arabia or anybody else's place to tell Syrian people who they will or will not have as a leader. That is their choice. So these globalists are going down left and right. Julian Assange from WikiLeaks. Amazing how much he has gotten out to the people. Thank you, sir, for releasing the proof of the corruption of the Democratic National Committee. Thank you. But you know what? There's 33,000 emails that are still missing. Just saying. And we know because NSA has already come out and said they've got them. Well, there's no excuse. And then Mr. Comey. Oh, Mr. Comey. You lay it out there for everybody to think that Hillary Clinton's going to be indicted, and then, oh, well, there's no intent. We've got your game, Mr. Comey, because everybody knows you were connected with HBSC, the bank, who was caught funneling drug money. So was Loretta Lynch. Amazing how when independent investigative journalists and people all across our union unite together and start digging on how you can see the ties and the connections, and mysteriously, it always leads back to the same. So I would like, before I take calls, I'm going to play something that Nigel Farage said. This was in Jackson, Mississippi a couple of days ago. And he was at the Trump rally. And I think he said it best. Because I want you to leave this radio show tonight with hope, with faith. And even if you don't believe in God, guess what? That is absolutely okay because he believes in you. He loved us before we loved him. If you would, Mike, if you would go ahead and play video one, it'd be greatly appreciated.
Onto the stage, the man behind Brexit and a man who led brilliantly, the United Kingdom Independence Party in this fight and won despite all odds, despite horrible name calling, despite so many obstacles. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Nigel Farage.
Very much. Well, thank you, and good evening, Mississippi. I come to you from the United Kingdom with a message of hope and a message of optimism. It's a message that says if the little people, if the real people, if the ordinary decent people are prepared to stand up and fight for what they believe in, we can overcome the big banks. We can overcome the multinationals. We did it. We made June the 23rd our Independence Day when we smashed the establishment. And we did it. Everybody said we'd lose. And what did we see? We saw experts from all over the world. We saw the International Monetary Fund. We saw Moody's. We saw Standard & Poor's. We saw global leaders giving us Project Fear, telling us that if we voted not to be run by a bunch of unelected old men in Brussels... Yeah, well, it's okay. They don't like me either, so it doesn't really matter, does it? But they told us our economy would fall off a cliff. They told us there'd be mass unemployment. They told us investment would leave our country. And David Cameron, then our Prime Minister, but no longer, told us we might even get World War III. And we saw the commentariat and we saw the polling industry doing everything they could to demoralise our campaign. On the day of the vote itself, that morning, they put us 10 points behind. And actually, they were all wrong. And they were wrong because what the Brexit campaign did is we reached those people who've been let down by modern global corporatism. We reached those people. We reach those people who have never voted in their lives, but believe by going out and voting for Brexit, they could take back control of their country, take back control of their borders, and get back their pride and self-respect. Now, the big card the Prime Minister decided to play in the referendum is he got a foreign visitor to come to London to talk to us. Yes, we were visited by one Barack Obama. And he talked down to us. He treated us as if we were nothing. One of the oldest functioning democracies in the world. And here he was telling us to vote Remain. So I, having criticised and condemned his behaviour, I could not possibly tell you how you should vote in this election. But I'm hearing you. But I will say this. If I was an American citizen, I wouldn't vote for Hillary Clinton if you paid me. In fact, I wouldn't vote for Hillary Clinton if she paid me. Folks, the message is clear. The parallels are there. There are millions of ordinary Americans who've been let down, who've had a bad time, who feel the political class in Washington are detached from them, who feel so many of their representatives are politically correct parts of that liberal media elite. They feel people aren't standing up for them, and they've actually, in many cases, given up on the whole electoral process. And I think that you have a fantastic opportunity here with this campaign. You can go out. You can beat the pollsters. You can beat the commentators. You can beat Washington. And you'll do it by doing what we did for Brexit in Britain. We had our own people's army of ordinary citizens who went out and delivered leaflets, who went to meet people where they worked and where they socialised, who convinced and inspired people to go out if this was the one and only time in their life and to vote for change. So my advice to you, if you want change in this country, you better get your walking boots on. You better get out there campaigning. And remember, anything is possible if enough decent people are prepared to stand up against the establishment. Thank you very much indeed.
Wow. Thank you, Nigel. What a job.
Okay, so I want that message of hope to ring deep into your soul. We are seeing, even though the media within the United States of America are not reporting, the head of the IMF is in court. This is huge. Other individuals from the Philippines and from other nations are talking about possibly leaving the United Nations. Our founding fathers warned us of being in foreign entanglements. That doesn't mean that we don't trade with them. Trade with all, be entangled with none. That's not an exact quote, but that is definitely the gist that they gave. Why? Because NATO is calling the shots. If you don't believe me, look up on YouTube when Leon Panetta told Jeff Sessions that they took their orders from NATO. There's been no war declared since World War II. Everything that we are doing has to do with the globalist bankers, the control of resources, and it is killing millions of people. Is this one of the ways they're going to use for the depopulation of the globe? Think about that. So I want to say this. In U.S. versus Lee, it says, quote, "No man in this country is so high that he is above the law. No officer of the law may set that law at defiance with impunity. All the officers of government, from the highest to the lowest, are creatures of the law, are bound to obey it. It is only the supreme power in our system of government and every man who, by accepting office, participates in its functions, is only the more strongly bound to submit to that supremacy and to observe the limitations which it imposes on the exercise of the authority which it gives." We are not permitted constitutionally to invade other countries for resources and to implement bankers' institutions. It is not only crimes against humanity, and I would say war crimes, but technically it's not a war. Politicians within our government, and I go back, I regress to the Benghazi Commission, the Citizens Commission on Benghazi, they're naming names. There's plenty of Republicans' names that are in there, too, that were part of allowing this coup to go on. It is disgusting that we, as a union who were established under life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, have allowed this to go on for so long. But the great news is that because of the internet, because we've had people starting to wake up and digging into real congressional records, digging into the real history of our union, people are waking up in mass. Patriots, I call them, because they are teaching and they are educating and they genuinely care about each and every individual, not only that is within our borders, but other individuals around the globe that do not deserve this. They have not asked for this. That new international order that so many people think is a conspiracy theory, look in the 2015 National Security Strategy in Chapter 5. It's dedicated to the new international order. At the beginning of the 2015 National Security Strategy, in President Obama's letter before the actual strategy is listed, he is adamant that they have to get through the TPP. This also links back to the Jade Helm 15 thing, where everybody was thinking it was going to be a physical thing. I kept telling everybody the most dangerous part was mastering the human domain. Tom and I went in depth digging into mastering the human domain. That is the danger, people. And the TPP is what does away with our borders. And I am not saying that I am going to vote for Donald Trump. But what I will say is this. I will say that Gary Johnson supports the TPP. Gary Johnson supports Obama's executive order amnesty. I will not ever vote for him. I personally would not ever vote for Jill Stein. She is pro UN Agenda 21, Research the Green Party. And I certainly would not ever, ever vote for corrupt Hillary Clinton, who takes people's money, who funds, arms, trains terrorists, who helps to overthrow independent and sovereign nations and the mass murder of people. When Haiti had that huge tsunami and was destroyed. Go look and see how Haiti's doing now. thanks to the Clinton Foundation. A lot of that is linked to them. The Clinton Foundation is linked to a lot of things, that there is a lot of desperation going on around the globe, not just here. But we have to work here. We have to do our part here. We have to get our boots on the ground here. We have to talk to people here. We have to let them know, eyeball to eyeball, you are important to me. Hashtag, your life matters. We're not going to put up with the divide and conquer anymore. No, it's not Black Lives Matter. No, it's not Blue Lives Matter. It's your life matters. Your life. Who is going to argue with that? It will create a unity and not division. They want the police to be against the people. They want the people to be against the police. And the Soros-funded Black Lives Matter movement is not a grassroots movement. Now, there are individuals that have joined in that movement that are genuinely concerned about police abusing their authority. They are not the higher-up individuals. They are being fooled as well. Well, I say this. Your life matters, no matter who you are. We're against police brutality. We're against unlawful murders by police. But we also support constitutional sheriffs and law enforcement. However, if you follow the Constitution, then much of what is being done in the name of law enforcement these days wouldn't even exist, would it? You know, just like the situation with Eric Garner, what made me mad about that situation is everybody was going after the police. The man was selling, or allegedly selling, a cigarette. Okay? So the police apparently had been involved with Eric Garner several times. But here's my opinion on it. Why did you go after the police and not the politicians that made that law in the first place? Who gave them the authority in the first place to tax cigarettes? Who gave them the authority in the first place to give somebody permission whether they can sell or not sell a cigarette? Isn't that part of liberty? Or at least the part of pursuing happiness by making money? Why are you going after the police who were brainwashed at the time? Yes, they did certain things. But here's the kicker. If you went after the politician who were making these unlawful laws in the first place, then the police wouldn't be enforcing those unlawful laws. Just like the New York Safe Act. It is completely unlawful in New York. They not only have the constitutional right under the federal corporate constitution. Okay. We'll be back right after a word from our sponsors, and I'll finish that thought.
Tune in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Hey, yo, Pop, just got my new black robe, my bench, my new hammer, representing Saturn, the inhibitor. Up in this room, I'm running rings around it. The mere fact is a felony, it's got me hurting like, aw. Wish it was a misdemeanor, I'd be murking them all. I'm not overly concerned at what you heard on the call. All I have in this world is my word and my balls. So if I testify, you can bet your bottom buck. I do not invest in lies. Understand.
Welcome back to Resurrection Republic Truth Radio broadcast with Tom Lacavera, Stewart, and Lori Anderson on RBN Network. Thank you very much for staying with us this evening. Now, as I was speaking, I was talking about why. Why aren't the people going after the politicians who are making these unlawful laws instead of the police officers themselves? They're complaining about the police state, right? And the police state is being created because of all of the statutory codes that are unconstitutional in the first place. So, infringe, okay, is that shall not infringe is very, very clear. In New York, the New York Safe Act pretty much goes right along with UNSATP, which I spoke and someone flew in the face telling everybody about.
Oh, you know, I heard just recently, Lori, some liberals tried to introduce some legislation basically saying that people who, I think this was in a university over the campus carry, that stated that if you weren't in a militia, then the Second Amendment didn't apply to you because of the militia portion of the Second Amendment. Now, I don't know what these people don't understand, but it clearly states
right that, of the people.
Well, yeah, because a well-organized militia being necessary for the security of a free state, you can't have a militia unless the people are armed. See, it was a very eloquent way of putting everybody must be armed in order to be able to form militias at the time that they're needed. It's these idiots, of course, they were even blown out of their own courts. So far, they found no argument with this insanity. But this
not only that, just on what you're saying, Tom. Mm-hmm. Okay, there's comma. There's a comma.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Now let's just forget the comma for a moment. All right. Let's go Dick Act of 1902, because Dick Act of 1902 not only talks about the organized militia, which, of course, the governor is allowed to call up and the president is allowed to call up. You have the unorganized militia. And in the unorganized militia, they were required to buy as many arms and as much ammunition as they could afford to buy.
Yep.
Okay.
Well, we also kind of get trapped into this Second Amendment argument, and we kind of get trapped in this. And what I mean by that is, some people say our Second Amendment rights, there's no such thing. First of all, it's a Second Amendment restriction upon government. But more importantly, even if the Second Amendment did not exist, even if the Bill of Rights did not exist, this is an inherent, inalienable right that pre-existed the existence of the Constitution. The Constitution, nor its language, a piece of paper or not, gives no one any rights, and therefore they could repeal the Second Amendment tomorrow, and it would not remove from us our natural rights given to us, granted by us by the Creator. It's kind of simple, and in a way, I kind of think that the Bill of Rights, in a way, is kind of a trap in the minds of the people. That all of this legislation. I was talking with my friends who were going to get their CCW permits because they want to be law abiding, and of course, these are the people that care about the laws to begin with. But and I said to them, I understand why you're doing what you're doing, and I always support you in your endeavors, but I just want to make something clear that neither the Second Amendment nor a piece of paper, a permission slip by government, gives you the right or removes the right from you to carry concealed or not. This is an inherent right. And the more that we feed into this language, and I hate to say it, a lot of folks down there in Texas, the open carry movement that they pushed for CCW, and now they're trying to push for constitutional carry. Again,
which is already constitutional.
Yes, this is.
And I agree with you.
Permission?
Here's my thing. Why are you going to try to pass constitutional carry when it's already constitutional?
The right.
And the corporate, whether you're talking about the organic or whether you're talking about the corporate constitution, it only limits the federal government. Every gun law they've done is unlawful in the first place.
Yep, every single last one.
Tom, we have some callers on the line, and I know they're waiting patiently. Let's pull Jeff from Idaho on. Welcome, Jeff. Good to have you on the show.
Hey, Lori. Hey, Tom.
Hello.
Hey, this is about one of the people on the Clinton body count, I just want to read a paragraph that explains a couple things. It says, it's about the Air Force One. It's a souped-up 747, officially designed VC-25A. It has unlimited range, ready to fly days on end, refueling in mid-air. Its electronics block electromagnetic pulse attacks. It has 4,000 square feet on three floors, complete with a conference room and onboard medical suite. It is a $179,750 an hour expression of American power, and it carries the President of the United States in disguise. Okay, so Christy Lagarde is head of the IMF. The IMF pays the salary of Loretta Lynch as Attorney General and the Treasurer, Jacob Lew. And so the Obama basically is flying these flights back and forth to campaign for Hillary Clinton to basically try and keep this you know, non-existent campaign afloat. So, you know, even though he's made billions and billions by, like, running this radioactive fracking water across Buffett's railroad lines and all these other items, you know, people should come back and basically tag him on these costs that are, you know, like when he leaves office to kind of do these things since he can't be impeached. So what we're into is, you know, the model from the Civil War that you guys have worked on, you know, they exploited that and put it worldwide, and they used the military influence of America to basically generate, like, you know, water-cooled machine guns, the Maxim machine gun before World War One, you know, like any of the World War One and World War Two tank strategies and the other things, so that they could capitalize on America's natural resources and use essentially the model of how the Indians were basically put on reservations as concentration camps and take that model to the rest of the world. So where we're at right now is the Brexit basically is the first stone thrown at, you know, that Pink Floyd brick in the wall issue going on right now. And so the American people right now are waking up. Hillary's Clinton, Hillary's campaign right now is just a farce. So I'm working on tools right now for the battleground states to help Donald Trump win. And what people out there in RBN could do is if they want to basically leave their name at the, like, leave their phone number and an email address with the board op, you know, I can get someone in contact with them that's going to make call-ins to the battleground states. So this is how Donald Trump is going to win, is basically getting, you know, feet on the ground in the battleground states, but more importantly, the phone traffic, because of costs and voice over IP lines, you know, if you buy like a $20 voice over IP line and you basically just use it for a couple months, 2 or 3 months, like any of these Vonage things or like Basic Talk from from Walmart, essentially this can guarantee a lot of activities for Donald Trump. And then what you have to do is you basically have to get rid of the voting machines by saying we want everything hand-counted and convince your
paper ballot.
Convince your basically person in your election office that you want to basically have hand-counted things. How much is it going to cost for you to basically get hand-counted ballots, and how is it, and then just basically overturn the statist system, because what's going to happen is if you basically be proactive on all these fronts, essentially, Donald Trump right now is kind of bringing down the New World Order in a kind of a controlled collapse. And if you just follow his lead, just like with the guy Nigel Farage from the government of Mississippi, bringing him down there to Jackson, you know, he was there this week, is essentially the guideline. And we know that from Anna's work that if you basically get enough of these people to exit before the election, that you can have a de jure vote that can be hand-counted also and will basically supersede the de facto. And the American military, since 1994, when the Colorado governor first did this, it went through the NSA and went through all the other things, that they would legitimize a de jure person over the de facto. And that's essentially the parallel path right now that RBN and solicitors can be doing in what we're working on, besides what Anna's doing. Anna, basically, if she can get 20 to 50 to 75 people per county, so you're talking 250, 300,000 people, you know, over the next 2 or 3 months to basically get back their stuff that they've been working on for the past couple weeks, that will basically give a third leg of an attack stool for what all these things that we're working on are. So those are things I wanted to leave you with for your good notes also, and just those are the things that people should concentrate on now.
Thank you, Joe.
Yeah, and you know, Tom, you and I have discussed this too. We know that as of right now, as it stands, you know, all of our listeners, or pretty much all of our listeners, unless they're a new listener, realize the difference between the de jure and the de facto. But the fact of the matter is, even if and if Trump wins, we would have somebody in the de facto that would be willing, I believe, to work with the de jure. And that's the issue. We need somebody willing to work with the de jure, the real voice of the people. And I believe, you know, we don't know. I'm just saying, we know for a fact Hillary Clinton wouldn't be it. You know. So that's about as easy of a choice. And I'm just saying that for individuals, you know, I'm not telling you who to vote for. I never would do that.
And, I compare Hillary Clinton to the likes of John Gotti.
He's very, very, very evil.
The Teflon. I don't even. I can't even say on the air what I think of her.
Right. Right. Yeah. We'll choose to keep it clean, Tom, for tonight.
Yes, ma'am. So, yes, ma'am.
So we also, we have another caller, Samuel from California. Welcome. Hello, Samuel from California. Are you still on the line?
Can I hear you there?
Yeah, he is.
You are. Welcome to the show, Samuel.
All right. Well, there's a woman called Joyce Raleigh who does a show called The Power Hour, which I think is one of the best,
Are you there? We're having problems hearing you, Sam.
She does the best job of packing a whole bunch into an hour, right? And she interviews all kinds of people through many times. And
I'm familiar with Joyce Raleigh, brother.
The Libya thing, she has the Moriarty's on generally, and they talk about Libya because they were there. They were oil people who had enzymes that would take out the things in the oil that were bad for the environment, blah, blah, blah. So, Gaddafi was over there and gave him a $1 billion contract, blah, blah, blah. And they were there when this whole thing came down. And they have videos and everything about what happened. And how everything happened. And it's pretty sad. I mean, they say 600,000 people died. They were in need of bombs, Libya, you know, it was hospitals and everything.
Well, you need to get a hold of that Benghazi Select Committee report, the Citizens Commission on Benghazi report that just came out June 29th. That goes into grave detail about that, and as well as the different things that they were bombing as well. The individuals who were behind this investigation did a phenomenal job. I can't tell you how well of a phenomenal job they did. Apparently, Tom is aware of whom you were speaking about. I don't know her personally. I know a lot of individuals, but I know her.
Look into it, because they said it was a hit. It wasn't obviously an embassy. It was a gun running, you know, thing, and they're basically saying that Hillary took that place out.
Well, Libya was about the Gulf. Yeah. Libya was about the Gulf. Libya, yeah. they used weapons from Gaddafi as well as U.S. weapons from Benghazi, CIA annex. They funneled the guns from the annex to Turkey, and Turkey funneled them into Syria to the terrorists in order to try to overthrow Assad. That's well known.
Yeah, yeah. If you go look into this, and there are eyewitnesses to all of it, you look at Joyce Raleigh's interview with the people who actually live there, you know, they're tribes. They're old world people who stick together, and they, when you're getting info from them, you're getting solid intel about what's going on, right? And these people are telling you that that so-called embassy, which it wasn't, was shut down 5 hours before anybody got out of there. Two cars came out there at high speed, and the so-called ambassador, you know, even, it was probably dead before they set it on fire, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, you got to go look at what Joyce Raleigh did with those people that were there. And it was like 2 weeks ago on Friday or something like that. And you get an idea about how demonic our country has become.
Well, yeah, when you accept the murder of children, how do you not expect it to become demonic?
Around the world for no reason.
Right, exactly. And you know, the thing is, you know, the Benghazi, you had an embassy, but the embassy is not where Christopher Stevens was killed. It was a CIA annex. That was not an embassy. And the vehicle that was supposed to be at the annex for emergency extraction just in case was not where it was supposed to be. The other vehicles that went in after that fact.
And are you familiar with Moriarty?
With who?
Moriarty,
no, I am not.
Okay,
I am somewhat.
They need to do that because they were in country, they were in Libya, they were there to give them an enzyme that would clean up the oil problems. Right? They had a $1 billion contract, pretty much. They knew everybody in country. And you really need to look into them.
And what else was taking out Gaddafi and taking out Assad about? You know, a lot of people, I know that there's a lot of Tea Party conservative folks here that are listening, but I like to also remind people of the Greater Israel Project. And, you know, we're talking about governments here, people. I'm really rather sick and tired of people standing behind any government who chooses to use a blanket coverage of a religion when very clearly our Constitution, our republic stands against any specific designated church denomination or any control mechanism of any of that to control us, yet we allow a foreign nation to choose its ideology, its religion, and then control us. This is part of the control tactic. We look at the Muslim Brotherhood's infiltration in this country, the creeping Sharia that we see everywhere, and a lot of people don't realize that in the 60s, I believe it was, legislation was passed that prevented immigration from anyone who plots or plans the overthrow or the takeover of the republic, and yet we are infested, and we have been infested with individuals who seek world domination on a global scale.
That would have been 1952, Tom.
There you go, 1952, and this prevents doesn't prevent Sharia. It prevents Sharia law. It prevents Talmudic law. It prevents
anything that is contrary to our belief system.
Yes.
Gaddafi was doing the gold dinar for Africa.
He was going to establish the gold dinar, and he also
had greenback, and Kennedy had the treasury note. There you go. Yeah. Everybody's dead.
Yeah, and not only did they take Gaddafi out, but they also bombed one of the modern wonders of the world. He had established an aqueduct system that brought water to portions of Libya. I mean, the quality of life in Libya was among the best in the Middle East, and now it's a third world country. Wonderful way to go.
Tom, by the way, they exposed that in that Citizens Commission on Benghazi report.
Yes, and that's I have to take my hat off to them for doing so, because, you know, a lot of people, you can think what you'd like about Gaddafi or his way, but look, this is a foreign nation, and they can live however damn well they please.
They were fighting Al-Qaeda. They were fighting the same ones that we claim are terrorists and that our U.S. government is now funding, arming, and training. So Gaddafi, that's who he was killing.
Yes.
That's a fact.
Or am I shut off? Am I shut off here? Can I interject?
Yeah, go ahead, brother. Go ahead.
Lockerbie bombing. Absolutely bullshit.
Brother, we don't curse. We don't curse. We're on the air. So you gotta tone it down with the language there, brother.
Okay. Well, the Lockerbie bombing, which is in Libya, right? Which was the mm-hmm. whole reason for really this all occurring. Look into that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
It didn't come from Libya.
No, it didn't come from Libya.
It came from the CIA running drugs into the United States. And the bomb was put on the plane
sure.
to ruin intel for the CIA.
Well, we know the CIA has been a subversive shadow government organization for a very long time. I mean, they traffic drugs into this country, and then we have American law enforcement putting people in jail for possession of the same substances that the CIA traffic in while they're shipping arms to all sorts of third world countries and setting up puppet regimes. In fact, I hate to say this, but Iran itself was a victim of this CIA coup that overthrew their democratically elected officials, and what did we do, the CIA installed a puppet regime in Iran that has created this network of now you can call it by a million different names: Muslim Brotherhood, Al-Qaeda, ISIS. All of these terrorists are manufactured by these insane, twisted minds.
Don't forget Mujahideen.
Oh, the Mujahideen, that was the first, of course.
That was the first, created by the United States government, admitted by Hillary Clinton in a congressional hearing.
Yes, yes. And she just cackles at Gaddafi's death. Well, I tell you what, I don't agree with socialism, but you know what? Not for anything, but if it could have existed in a place and had a chance at existing for those people, it may have existed there. Now, of course, we have a free republic, and everybody's supposed to make their way here on their own. But look what they've done here with socialism. They've enabled all of those in society that have no drive and desire to work for themselves. And they've now just had babies upon having babies. And I'm not just talking about African-American communities. I'm talking about black, white, it doesn't matter. They have enabled insanity. Folks, we've run out of time. Please go to resurrecttherepublic.com. Click on that PayPal button. Throw us some love because we need to put some money back into this broadcast. Lori Anderson, host of the Resurrect Republic Truth Radio broadcast on RBN. God bless you and thank you, Lori. Folks, this is Tom Lacovara Stewart signing off for Resurrect the Republic. God bless all of you.
Thank you, everybody. Have a wonderful evening. Remember, always watch your back and check your facts. Semper Fidelis and good night.
Yes, ma'am.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com.
That's NUMANNA Republic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.